Well, kind of that difference.
At 47, I've got to see all of the changes implemented through Superfund, where some of the younger generation has not. So I can understand where, if you are, you know, in your 30s, that you're not going to realize, you know, to the extent, the amount of work that's been conducted to date, because you didn't get to see it. You didn't get to see that change. But, yeah, I remember the moonscapes everywhere. They were free to play in. There were open spaces that kids went to. And now you don't see the yellows and orange mine waste dumps throughout town and uptown. And in my mind, it's been a major transformation. But I understand where people are coming from is, you know, none of those major projects were implemented early on, where you saw the, you know, the visual differences. You know, if you're not in my age group or close to it, you didn't get to see that. So I understand where they thought it was stalled out and nothing was really being done. Mm-hmm. But we were still implementing things that weren't so much out there for people to see. There was a lot of stormwater work that was being done, a lot of groundwater work. Like I said, the RMAP was expanding, doing considerably more work than we were originally built to do or designed to do. So it's not like things stopped. It just wasn't quite as visible as early on.
Is it frustrating for you when people say that?
Yes. Yes and no. I mean, like I said, I do understand where it depends on the demographic, the age demographic. Sure. Is if it's somebody that's my age or older, I'm kind of like, how can you say that? Unless you just moved here. But if it's been somebody that's lived here throughout the Superfund process, it just, to me, seemed a little disingenuous to say nothing had been done. Because if you stand downtown and look at the hill, it is drastically different than it was in the late 80s, early 90s.